Chapter 24 Spiritual Childhood. Unless you change and become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 18, verse 3. Some imagine that the little way of spiritual childhood is a new approach of the modern spirit, but no doctrine was more explicitly taught 4 centuries ago. Every page of the writings of St. Francis de Sales and all the echoes of his words extol this tranquil, simple, confident, and especially filial way of going to God. Besides, in doing so, he was only interpreting exactly the evangelical teaching. It was our Lord himself who opened to souls this way of spiritual childhood. Quote, "They returned to Capernaum, and Jesus, once inside the house, began to question them. 'What were you discussing on the way home?' At this they fell silent, for on the way they had been arguing about who was the most important. So he sat down, took a little child, stood him in their midst, and putting his arms around him, said to them, 'I assure you, unless you change and become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of God. For the least one among you is the greatest.'" From Mark chapter 9 and Matthew chapter 18 and Luke chapter 9. Let us consider this child whom the Master proposes to us as model. Very little ones are conscious of their littleness. "God, who is mighty, has done great things for me," St. Therese of Lisieux repeated after the Blessed Virgin, "and the greatest is to have shown me my littleness, my powerlessness for anything good." Quote, "If we consider evangelical childhood in its true light, we cannot but subscribe to the judgment of the Gardini, for whom it is the state of Christian maturity. Only the saints are perfect evangelical children. They are not supermen. They are weak and defenseless. The grace of Christ is their only richness. They are singularly independent of the world, free and under nobody's domination. And yet they are humble and meek, poor and pure. The saint has no strength of his own. His strength is in God. He is but a child. It is when the soul experiences its humiliating weakness that it realizes that it possesses no strength of its own, but that the strength of Christ dwells in it. Then it is truly an evangelical child. The soul's strength is founded upon God's strength, and God does not fail it. The soul has reached Christian maturity." From Chevignard's Gospel Spirituality. Quote, "Be a child, my very dear daughter. Children do not think of many matters. They have those who think for them." St. Francis de Sales from Correspondence.